In Northwest news from KPLU, Washington is suing Johnson & Johnson over its marketing of vaginal mesh implants. It is estimated that 12,000 women in the state have them. The implants were designed to repair pelvic collapse in women. That's something that can happen after childbirth or a hysterectomy. And as KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle tells us, the state is charging the company with failing to inform consumers and doctors about the risks associated with the product.
Donna Hankins stood before reporters and talked about something very private, what she experienced after a doctor convinced her a Johnson & Johnson mesh implant could control the urinary leakage she was having.
I was not told that there would be chronic urinary tract infections. I was not told that I'd have long-term pelvic pain. And I was not told that after the mesh is put in, it becomes permanent in my body.
Johnson & Johnson has reached legal settlements with tens of thousands of individual patients over problems with the devices. What Washington is suing over, according to Assistant Attorney General Lisa Irwin, is misleading marketing about the plastic device by the company.
The company knew that putting polypropylene in the vaginal canal, because you drag it through the vaginal canal, you pick up bacteria. It cannot be cleansed. Those risks were not disclosed to physicians, nor were they disclosed to consumers.
Johnson & Johnson said in a statement that the evidence will show the company acted appropriately and responsibly in its marketing. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.